Blog Talk Radio.
The show short last night. It was technical difficulties on our end and couldn't be avoided. Secondly, tonight we will not be accepting phone calls at all due to those same difficulties that we've been having on the phone lines starting bright and early this morning at our home. So if you just be patient with us, we should be back online again tomorrow night accepting your calls after the altar call. But like I said, if you're online, sit back and listen. But your calls will not be answered this evening. Thank you. Oh, sorry. One more quick thing. Last night, well, this morning, a lot of you wanted to know why I was cutting off our callers last night. I was not cutting off our callers. I was cutting off one particular caller, and I cannot go into details with the public right now or to our listeners, but all I'm going to say to you guys is I was watching out for y'all and starting trouble before it started. Amen.
Okay, amen. All righty. Well, let's get into light to shine on earth and then revealed your heavenly power in Jesus Christ. So that despite all the darkness and evil, we may rejoice because we have a Savior. Reveal your power in our day, Lord. Let something be done anew towards the building of your kingdom on earth, Lord. Let something draw men's hearts to you to give them light, Lord, so that they may thank and praise you for all you have done and are still doing to bring the whole world into your hands, O Lord. O Lord God, let men be moved by the opening of the heavens, Lord. May their hearts awaken and their sadness give away to joy in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are your children who can wait in expectation for you to set everything right, Lord. We can know that even in our troubled times, your hand is at work to reveal your will, Lord, to make your will plain to all generations on earth, Lord, as you promised through Abraham, Lord. May your name be glorified, Lord. O Lord God, may your name be honored, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Preach on, Ken.
Well, let's get into some praise and worship music, okay, since this is a praise and worship show. Here we go.
Get home every evening and history's repeat. welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be? I'm
Simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made complex what God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks in The Pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristic. Right now, we are in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. It is instead our programs, methods, organizations, and role of nervous activities which occupy time and attention, but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. Shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, the servile imitation of world which marks our promotional message, all testify that we, in this day, know God only imperfectly and peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in a way of simplicity. May we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. The world is an exhausted place. We search constantly for what should be most important or what deserves our attention from moment to moment. At the tides of social values ebb and flows, so do our affections. We invest value and love into which offers us nothing in return. And unfortunately, the cares of this world have creeped into the people of God. Our gatherings are often marked by complexity and exhaustion, with programs, goals, and achievements we make complex. But God intended to do so blessedly simple. We give our attention and energy and love to that which isn't always rooted in simply loving God. When just asked to highlight the most important commandment in all of Scripture, Jesus responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and the first commandment." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 38. See, all of Christianity and Messianicism boils down to this one pursuit. And because we are to pursue loving God in all we do, all of life boils down to a single pursuit. Every single thing we do, whether it involves work, family, friends, church, entertainment, school, or solitude, it is meant to be marked by the simplicity of loving God. At the end of our days, the way we loved our Heavenly Father will matter most. Our love for God matters more than achievement, success, or a program. It matters more than any possession, status, or relationship. And when we align our perspective with the first and greatest commandment, everything else comes into focus. When we pursue loving God above all else, all the pursuits fall into the proper places. We were not created to offer our affections to anyone or anything but God first and foremost. To do otherwise is simply idolatry and will ruin the heavenly peace and simplicity God intended for his children. We create our own golden calves and ask them to satisfy us in ways only God can. We look to the world to offer us love that never had to begin with, but your Heavenly Father is a wellspring of love and affection for you. The commonly quoted verse is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." See, you will never be satisfied until you rest in the powerful, simple truth of Scripture, that God has loved you and will always love you. And you will never experience the fullness of what Christ died to give you until you respond to his ceaseless love by crowning him Lord and loving him for every fiber of your being. So may you come to realize the beauty and fulfillment of a life lived in the pursuit of God, above all else, as you spend your time in prayer. First, meditate on the first and greatest commandment. Allow Scripture to be your foundation for truth and life. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and 38 again. Secondly, reflect on your own life. What pursuits have become more important than loving God? Where are you giving energy and affection to above relationship your Heavenly Father? What areas of your life are not being done as worship? Father, I desire that they also whom have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that have sent me. I have made them known to your name and will continue to make it known that the love in which you have loved me may be with them and I in them. That is John chapter 17, verses 24 to 26. So thirdly, confess your pursuit and receive God's loving forgiveness. Crown him as Lord of your heart and life and ask him to help you respond to his love with your own. Ask the Spirit to help you do all that is set before you as you worship your King. Take time to give Him your affections now. Worship Him. Thank Him. Love Him. Offer Him the deepest places of your heart. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, so we have come to know and to believe the love of God that has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So you were created for worship, and until all that you do is done as worship to God, you will not experience the fullness of peace, joy, and purpose available to you through Christ. So rest, fun, work, friends, family, and church are all to be filled with the joy of loving God and being loved by Him. He is the God of fun, parties, rest, and love. He has the absolute most abundant and joyful life in store for you if you would simply love Him first and foremost. May you experience deeper relationship with your Heavenly Father today and love Him as He has loved you. I highly suggest that you would read in the book of Matthew chapter 22, and because it'll bring this devotional into more light for you. Amen. All right. Okay. Now let me ask you the most important question of all. Is do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life? Are you tired, of not knowing which way is up or down? Are you lost and you needing to be found? Are you suffering from some kind of depression or maybe anxiety? Or maybe even something worse, such as alcohol abuse, a drug addiction, sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating. Whatever it may be, you see, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But guess what, folks? He has to know you. So if He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So let me ask you, are you ready to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life tonight? If so, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I really want to thank you once more, for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at at God Rainbow Ministry, we want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Well, since we're not taking any calls tonight because we're having a problem with the switchboard, I'm sorry, it's not letting me take any calls. I've tried to click on callers and it won't pick them up. We're having some kind of strange thing go on here and I don't understand it, but hopefully it'll get fixed by tomorrow. And we can be able to take callers again. That's why I would normally be telling you to call in the area code 657-383-1487 after this prayer. But since we can't take any callers, there's no sense in doing such. But I do see a couple callers here, and I know one is my dear brother Spencer. And I want to say I love him for calling in. He's faithful. He tried to call in last night, and my phone died. We had technical difficulties there, and I couldn't bring another phone in to be able to recall back in the show. So the show ended early. I hope everybody will sit back and just bear with me and listen to the rest of the show. I've got some music I want to play. Okay, and then we'll go into the second message. Okay, so here we go.
Speaking to me, and then with no end of beginning, steady. Thank you.
get into our second message here. It's a Bible reading, and it's called The Story of Job. It's taken from Job chapter 1, and I'll also be reading in Psalms chapter 15, and I'll also be reading in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7. There was a man in the land of Uz, his name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. And his sons would go and feast in their houses each of an appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Jacob said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Okay, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come from?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and from on the earth and from walking back and forth on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless, upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and says, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold all that he has in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and the messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabines raided them and took them away. Indeed, they killed the servants and with the heads of the sword, and alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from earth and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 bands, raided the camels, took them away, yes, and killed the servants and the heads of the sword, and I alone escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came across the wilderness, struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are all dead, and I alone escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Bless the name of the Lord." And all of this, Job did not sin nor towards God was wrong. And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and from, okay, the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth and blameless, upright?" "Yes," he said. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yes, it's all that a man has and will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he's in your hand, but spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd wood and scraped himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. And his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one a foolish woman speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Now, when Job's 3 friends heard all of his adversity, it come to him. Each one came from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and so forth, and the Naamathite. Okay, for they made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and they did not recognize him, they lifted their voice and wept. And each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head towards heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights. And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw the grief was in his grave. Amen. Now, let's look at worship. Okay, and Psalms chapter 15, verses 1, 2, and 5. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness, speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not put out his money or usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. Who does these things shall never be moved. Now let's look at wisdom in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. Well, I do this because some people do not get a chance to read the Bibles. And I want people to at least know their Bible with a little seven-minute reading, okay? Okay, that will help people, okay, understand the Word of God, okay? And hope they like these Bible readings, as I like reading them to you. Amen. Well, we're having technical problems here. Okay, I've been trying to bring people on, and for some reason, when I click on the name or the number, it will not go into the, so you can come on and speak. Okay, so until Blog Talk can fix this, hopefully it'll be done by tomorrow. Okay, I can't bring anybody on, but you're free to continue to listen. Amen. Well, let's go back and play some more music here, okay, until we go to the next message.
Dead of night and you tell
here we go with our final message of the night. This is a prophetic word that goes out to all those who need it. The Father says today, be of good courage. The breakthrough you are waiting for is at the end result of the assignment. I have opened the door to you in your behalf, even now, when the pressure is intense and you want to turn back. Remember this, on the other side of obedience, there is always reward. So step into the calling I have summoned you to experience, my choosing. When faithfulness and fidelity are your first and last action in my kingdom, you will then penetrate the chaos and resistance against you and break out into a place where all you say and do is effective as if it is said or did it. That is the outworking, the practical reality of what it means to walk in the righteousness, the entitlement that is the base state of every child of my kingdom. I've heard you in a time appointed. You are not being ignored. You do not have to overcome my reluctance to move in your life, because I have none. Your prayers are heard on high, and the answer is on its way to you. War in your prayers, militate in your petitions. The angels are assigned in the task and its fulfillment. Cooperate with the pull of my spirit and the willing to go where fear held you back in times past. I will be with you every step of the way. This is what walking in my kingdom is all about. This is the turbulence associated with coming out of the way things have been and into the place of entitlement, privilege, and favor. That is your portion in me, O my beloved. Amen. Well, like I said, I hope this prophetic message helps those who need it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're coming to the end of our time together tonight. I want to thank all the callers that called in. I want to thank all my listeners on the link, okay, for listening. Okay. I'm sorry we had technical difficulties and could not take the calls, but hopefully tomorrow that will be fixed and Blog Talk will allow me to do so. Okay. Well, I'm now going to turn it over to Tony F. Okay, for the closing prayer, and then I'm going to play a closing song.
Not so much a prayer, just a little word for y'all. Ken and I want to thank you all for listening this evening. May God's word keep you safe and blessed until the next time our paths cross. Because remember, here at God Rainbow Ministries, we love all. And may his rainbow light shine on you always. So, till tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Time, when we bring you Pastor's Corner with Ken and Sister Wanda from Atlanta and various call-in pastors from the Internet. Hey, and don't worry, followers of the Rainbow. He who shall not be named will be cut off as soon as his voice is heard. Here at God Rainbow's Ministries, we preach love and respect, and we promise to keep all haters and liars at bay.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Amen. Have a good night. Okay, here's our closing song, okay, for tonight.
Oh,
Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye now.